Our friend Charles Davis of NFL Network joins us now from the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Mike, it's great to see you again. Yeah. Thanks a lot. We were just talking before we even started last time I got to see you. It was during the regular season over at, was it TCB?
TCF Bank
TCF
Stadium.
TCF Bank, right? I'm saying TCB. You can tell I'm an old yogurt guy, right? Yeah. But we got a chance to chat then. That was a heck of a ball game that day, wasn't it?
It was. That was a low-scoring game. Went to overtime. And do you remember what happened?
And Mike Zimmer did something that most people wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. And I actually said on air I wouldn't have done it because in overtime he decided to play defense instead of taking the football because he wanted the wind. And he thought the wind was enough of a factor and the defense was playing well enough that he thought at that stage they were shutting him down, which they were. Yeah. And he knew what he was doing. I've always been, hey, old overtime rules, you always want the football. But because now if you don't score the touchdown, you're still in the ball game. Obviously, that's why he's the head coach, and I am not, because he knew what he was doing, and they did it really, really well.
Right, but, you know, you have a good job, and you're good at it. So, I mean, you like where you are.
I like where I am. I think I'm better at doing this than I would be at coaching the team. Okay. So I think that's a good thing for everyone.
All right, well, we're gonna tap into your knowledge right now. You're studying the tape. You're going to the Senior Bowl, so you know these players. We're just starting to get to know them right now. The Vikings are at 23, and I don't think you can really pigeonhole the Vikings for one or two positions. They could go a variety of different spots. So just give us your thoughts on where the Vikings are, picking 23rd, what their options are.
Yeah, when you're a team like them and they went to the playoffs last year, and you're a team that for the most part is constructed to where you're not worried about losing people, all right, there's not a ton of movement there. Obviously, they'll make some decisions about what they want to do with Chad Greenway, you know, and he's the type of player that you always want around your ball club. So I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him back with the team. But, you know, I look at, you know, certain positions, you know, like last year, Terrence Newman, tremendous year. But, you know, like they said in that movie, Coming to America, Terrence Newman's like 137 years old now, okay? And the only reason I bring that up is how many corners do we know, Mike, that are playing and playing well in the league that are plus 30. I think last year there were eight or nine guys total in the league, and I'm not sure all of them were starters. But Terrence played at a really high level. Does he come back? Do they count on him to be the starter? Or do they decide to keep supplementing? They did it last year with Trey Waynes. Wide receivers last year, I mean, the young man Diggs.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Good you find. Know, Stephon Diggs, I knew he was great coming out of high school. I didn't think he had a career expected at Maryland. There's some mitigating circumstances between some injuries and some other things, but he showed that type of talent last year. Upshue at the wide receiver position, but still might need a little more polish there, you know. Continue to think about the running back position just because Adrian is there and he just fools us all the time. But do you have the right guys behind him? Is McKinnon the right guy? Asiata there? I think that they're probably pretty well set as you go there. But big thing, of course, you know, with a young quarterback, I don't care who you are, the Tennessee Titans are saying what? We got to do what?
Protect
Marcus Mariota. I think the Vikings are going to continue to say the same thing about Teddy Bridgewater.
Do you like this draft then, if that is going to be a focus of a team, of the Vikings? Let's protect the quarterback. Whether you're talking guard or tackle, do you like this draft? And specifically, do you like the first two rounds for that position?
Yeah, I think it's pretty solid in there. I think that the defensive linemen, that's where you're loaded. I mean, my goodness, we may talk about a guy in the fifth round that people will have second round grades on. You know, it's going to be like that for the defensive line. It's just going to be flat out loaded. But I think there are plenty of good prospects up front. It's almost, I remember Senior Bowl almost felt like we were spending so much time on the D-line that we were really devaluing the O-line, but there were guys that could play. And so, you know, getting in there, you know, Cody Whitehair at guard, you know, from Kansas State. The reason I say guard, he played tackle at Kansas State. But similar to a Brandon Sheriff last year, who was a tackle that I projected inside at guard, I'd say Whitehair would be the same way. You know, guys like that, you know, is a Josh Garnett. What round would you get him in out of Stanford? Another guy that would play inside. You know, what's going on with John Sullivan for you guys at center? Are you thinking about a guy who can move in there and play? Is Nick Martin from Notre Dame a guard or a center? I would take him as a center and start him right away, but that's just me. So those types of questions you have to answer. You know, the tackles we know, Tunsil and Ronnie Stanley, the top two tackles, they're not going to be around at 23. If they're around at 23, call me, because we're going to have to figure out what the heck happened on that one. But once you get past them, there's still plenty of other guys who can play.
You know, when you're a team that you're not pigeonholed for a spot, when it gets to be your turn, so for the Vikings when they're in the first round at 23, you know, you take a look at your board and do you take a look and see, you know, where maybe is there not some depth? Because maybe that's where you tap into at 23 and then you rely on the depth in the later rounds. Could that be a way the Vikings go? So maybe you get a player at a position you didn't expect at 23.
That could easily happen. And I think for most teams, when you're in a position like Minnesota is, you look at your board, you stay true to your board, and who is that ready or ready for the dreaded cliche, best player available at that time, even at a position that you think you might be stacked. I don't think that's a bad way to go. I've never shied away from saying, if I can still get better at a really good position, I'm going to do that. If that's the best guy, the highest rated guy that I have, and then you can continue to build depth from that point on.
Let me ask you a question about two of our current players who were drafted last year. I want to ask you about Eric Kendricks, what you thought about him, and then, of course, Trey Waynes, who we took in the first round. Your thoughts on those guys, kind of how they fit into Mike Zimmer's defense. You saw them play in person, as you said, with the Rams, and I'm sure you remember studying them when they were coming out about this time last year. So. Yeah. Eric Kendricks and Trey Waynes, your thoughts on those guys?
Okay, I'll start with Trey Waynes because I had him very highly rated last year, and he struggled a little bit getting acclimated, getting going. But I thought as the season went on, he got better, got a little more comfortable. Remember, he was a press man guy in college almost exclusively. So those are the guys that sometimes have to make a transition to playing off and feeling comfortable and backpedaling and being in space, because when you're a press man guy, Mike, you're right here wrapped up all the time. You never really, quote-unquote, lose touch of someone. But when you're not used to it and you back off, and now this guy's running at you as fast as he can, it takes a while to get comfortable again. And I think that might have been part of what Trey was going through, still playing to his strengths, but at the same time having to learn some new stuff. And I thought by the end of the year, he had learned it pretty well. I thought he played well in the playoff game against Seattle. Eric Kendricks is like, hand in glove. I mean, his ability to move, his ability to cover, his ability to tackle, it all came to the front. I think those are the things that Coach Zim and the scouting department saw at UCLA. I could not have been more impressed with him in school because he played with all those things I talked about, but played with extreme effort every time, every game. I can't remember. I think he might have missed our game. I think he was hurt for the game that I saw against the Rams, but I saw enough tape on him, and you saw how he progressed, and he plays with a joy. And it's one thing to play with a joy and just have fun and all that, but it's another thing to play with a joy and skill, and he's got both.
There you go, Charles Davis. Unbelievable how much knowledge you have on all these guys.
Hey, you set them up for me, give me all the questions in advance. That's when I knock them down. If I don't have them in advance, though, I don't know anything.
That's not how it's going, and you know it. Thanks for joining us, man, all right?
You can
catch his work on the NFL Network all week, and you can catch our coverage of the Combine all week on Vikings.com, so please stay tuned.
Do that.